June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now, we bring to you Texas Rangers manager Bruce Bochy. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
Can you describe, without using any language that you might have used last night, can you describe the roller coaster of emotions that went into yesterday's game? Because it felt like you guys were about to lose a game that you had no business losing, and then I was kind of surprised that you ended up pulling out the win. It was amazing.
It really was. I mean, crazy game, wasn't it? Lats, what he did, up 4-0, no hitter going, and base hit walk, and three batters later, and now we're losing 5-4. It's baseball, man. It happens quick, momentum there, and I don't think I've ever seen that. Now, I've actually seen four consecutive home runs, but wow, not on two strike counts. That was quite a hit we took there. But what's important is how you deal with it. And, you know, that dugout can get silent, but it wasn't, man. They came back, and, of course, you know, Sam got us going. I'm talking about Haggerty and
yep,
getting base there. I mean, we won that game with speed last night. They hit the long ball, but speed won it for us. Two times scoring on contact plays from third, stealing bases. It was just an exciting game, a great win for these guys, that's an area we haven't been great at. That's coming back late in the ball game. But, again, you know, just getting whacked like we did in that seventh inning and to get up and win that game, that was really a good one for us.
So since you just mentioned him, I was hoping you could expand just a little bit. Just how important has Sam Haggerty been to this team? And I'm sure he's been on y'all's radar, but I bet for a lot of fans, that is not a name that people were thinking before the season even started. How big has he been for this team?
Wow. It's been a huge shot in the arm for us. We know Sam probably, a lot better because we saw him in Seattle, and that's what he would do to us there. I mean, he's just he's a pesky hitter, but he's got some pop too, but on the bases, man, he's fearless, and so he's brought that to us. He just brought another dimension to this club. I know we've talked about slugs so much, but speed's a big part of the game, especially when you're having trouble scoring runs.
And yeah,
what he can do, Carter. Yeah, Carter got a base hit, he knocked in the run, but the speed he scored on that contact play, I don't know who else would have scored on that ball. But that's what Sam has brought us. He's brought his versatility. He can play all three outfield positions. He can play second base in a pinch. He could go on the left side in the infield. He can bunt. He's exactly what this club needed.
Now, it's weird that so many things happened in the game last night. We don't want to lose sight of the performance from Jacob Lats. What I was curious about is he was a minor league starter in 18, 19, 21, part of 22. Do you think he could be used as either a short-term or long-term starter for this team, especially with the news about Bradford?
Yeah, I think he could. I think he's got the stuff to do it. I've talked about, grading out the stuff. I mean, you're throwing 95 to 97, And then you got the good change up and two breaking balls. And now the way he's locating, that works up here, believe me. And being left-handed, especially a lot of these lineups that, you know, are left-handed strong. And so, we have some good options here. I mean, we've taken the hit with these starters, you know, Bradford and Gray and Evo went on the IL and Malley now. So it shows you how important starter depth is. And so to have another option like that, see, sure, that's huge. And we need these young kids that, you know, to step up, you know, when you have injuries like this. I'm talking about, you know, the Rockers and Leiters and now Latsy. They're nice pieces to have on the staff because what they can do in the rotation.
When did you guys find out about Bradford's setback? And just because of the nature of arm injuries, are there any concerns that he could be out for 2026 as well?
Yeah. In fact, today, I can answer it better after the surgery that sure. he's having today. It was a few days ago where he felt the elbow was there's some pain in there, just didn't quite feel right. So, you know, with the MRI, it showed that, this is what we need to do now. And so, you have to say that 26 is in jeopardy. But I can't say for sure until, we talk to Dr. Meister, who is performing the surgery. And I will say before this happened, he was throwing the ball very well in these live batting practices. He looked like he was on the way, but when you take that next step where you really ramp it up and now you're full speed, that's when you find out, and that's what happened with him.
Bruce Bochy with us here on The Fan. Boch, how do you handle and how do you approach after a game like that? Do you say anything to Chris Martin? How do you go about? He's obviously a vet, but something crazy like that happens. Do you stay away from him? Do you go give him a pat on the back? How do you approach that?
No, you're right. He's a vet. I'm not going to insult him by saying something to him. He's been around, and I'm sure he's had, some rough outings like everybody. I don't know if that's ever happened to him, but I'll say this. He sat in the dugout, and he watched the rest of the inning, and when Milner came in, he went up, shook his hand. That's who he is. He's a pro, and he knows this part of the game you got to deal with. And that's what separates the average guy from the good players, how they handle it. And that's why he's still pitching at his age, because it's obvious he's handled it well.
Were you as surprised as I was to see Seager steal second there in the ninth inning? I thought that was awesome.
Yeah, he's got the green light, so I'm not surprised. But no, but kidding. Especially as much as he was running that game.
Yeah.
Scoring twice. It was pretty cool to see it, though. I think he wanted to end that game earlier.
Yeah, he definitely did.
Now, going back just a little bit, there's something you said after Sunday's game, wrapping it up against the Pirates, and you said, we just couldn't get that big hit. How many times does it feel like you've had to say that in the post game this season?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, we have said a lot. It's an area that hasn't been our strength. We've gotten guys out on base, but are hitting with runners in scoring position, or even a productive out. That's where we're trying to get better at. I go back to that game. We had first and second, nobody out a couple times, and came up empty. And good teams, that's what they don't do. We're hanging in there, but we're not where we should be because we're not getting that big hit. And all it takes is a gap or something. And you look at what Pittsburgh did in that game, that five runs. They get their hits and then they end up getting a double. And next thing you know, there's a big crooked number five up.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
On the board, and that's been eluding us. And you're right, I have said a lot, and I apologize for having to say it all.
Yeah, I'm sure you would love to not have to say it either. Now, you mentioned earlier, with a veteran like Chris Martin, you don't necessarily need to have like some of the discussions, some of the talks. What about somebody like Foscue when he comes up? Was there any discussion about last season struggles? Because, you know, even Foscue mentioned that the other day when he was coming up. I'm not saying it's weighing on his mind, but do you have any conversations about how to leave the past behind and all of that?
Well, I'll be honest. I hope he washed that off. I don't want to mention last year. That's like good, you know, going back on an iPad, looking at your bat at bats. You know, why would you do that? Why even talk about it? It's over, and it's a new year, it's a new season, and that's how he has to look at it. So no, I didn't bring up last year. I'm hoping nobody else does, although I know he's probably read it a couple of times. But I just want, and I thought he got some good swings off. I did in his game. He just missed a home run. So he looked aggressive. He didn't look passive or nervous or anything. So I think he's put it behind him.
Is it fair to say it feels like his return is imminent? I don't know if it's going to happen Friday or if you could tell us about that. But outside of just wanting Evaldi back, it feels like this is a moment where the team really needs him back. Is that fair to say?
Yeah. You always want your guy back. And I always say we need those guys. And you know, we feed off them. And so, yeah, I like where he's at. And, we'll know exactly what the plan is after today. But, you can expect to see him soon.
Okay. I love hearing that. This weekend, I was curious about this. I know he wasn't playing here when you were the manager, but Elvis Andrus is going into the Rangers Hall of Fame. Have you gotten to know him at all since you've been with the club, since obviously he plays a really important role in the history of this club?
Yeah. You know, first of all, I appreciated watching him from the other side. You know, his energy, he just loved the way he's always smiling. He plays the game, you know, the way you want it, want players to play. He enjoys it. He has a passion for it. And then getting to meet him and to spend some time with him this year or even, you know, last couple of years occasionally, you feel it when he walks in the clubhouse. I see why he's so popular. Because he's just one of those guys that just loves being around baseball and he cares about the players and with his role now, you know, he loves his Rangers. So yeah, I'm happy for him. That is well deserved because I know how important he was, to their success.
You could see that he's just a little bit of a troublemaker too, right though?
Yeah. I could see him being one of those guys that keep guys loose and, like I said, have fun. Pulling pranks and things like that. You know, you got to have those guys around.
Sure.
Boj, are you having to get an IV after some of these games there in Baltimore? The humidity, I mean, just a sweat fest out there.
Yeah, boy, I tell you, it's hot. But the first day was the one I thought was really, really muggy and just stuffy. But last night, I didn't think it was that hot. But, you know, some other players, they said, well, yeah, it's 100 degrees or close to it. It's still hot. I asked Lats about it after the game. He said, you know what, I didn't think it was that hot. And I didn't either. So, but maybe it takes a day to get used to it. But yeah, it hit us pretty hard the first day, and it showed with the way we swung the bats.
Do you make it a point to get some crab cakes when you're out there?
Yeah, I tell you what, this clubhouse guy does a great job. They bring in the crab here, and we get to, you know, have fun after the game and, you know, have a beer and open up some crab. They bring crab cakes and oysters. It's quite a spread. It's impressive.
Are there any other places that you can think of off the top of your head that you're like, ooh, I know we need to win the game first, but I do like this city because of one particular food?
This is probably my favorite. I could do that for a couple hours. You know, open up some crab, crack some crab, and enjoy them. Some are really creative with, you know, with the spreads they put out. But I'll say Baltimore's my favorite.
It's all about dousing in that butter too, right, Boach?
Yeah, I'm not a big butter guy with crab, though.
Ooh. You know,
I'm not. I think that's more of a lobster thing for me.
Okay, respect. How about popcorn? Are you butter popcorn guy at the movie theater?
Oh, yeah. I do enjoy the butter and the popcorn. I don't go to the movie to see the movie. I go for the popcorn.
last thing I was curious about for today, got DeGrom pitching tonight. I'm just curious if you can give us a breakdown of, besides just being healthy, what has worked so well for him really throughout the season?
Well, it's hard to, you know, kind of talk about it without talking about his health, because that's what it is. He's healthy, and you're seeing the guy that we signed. You're seeing one of the elite pitchers ever in the game as far as stuff and command and how competitive he is. And he was dealing with a lot before he had the surgery and trying to get through it. But now he's pain-free, and it's just free and easy. You just, you know, see a different look on him too. That's what I've enjoyed. And I've said this a lot. I'm a fan too. When he pitches, man, I just marvel at what he can do.
And with that competitiveness level, is it going to be tough at some point? Are you going to have to ramp him down for a couple starts just to watch the inning count, or is that to be determined?
Yeah, we've talked about this. CY, myself, Mike, what's the best way to cut back maybe some innings. But if you notice, he's not getting pushed. He hit 101 game, but we get a chance, we get him out of there. Six is pretty much, kind of been the average. So we're trying to, to limit his workload right now.
All right. Well, appreciate the time very much. Crazy game last night. Hope y'all get another win today.
Yeah, no, sounds good. It'd be nice, to get another series here, and as we head home. We're not going to get in about 3 in the morning, though. This night game's getting us.
Right.
But I guess it's better than playing the day game here, right?
Very true, very true. Keep some of that sweat away. Thank you very much, sir.
All right, guys. Always good talking with you. Thanks.
There you go. Bruce Bochy right here on 105.3 The Fan. And, I know we were kind of joking about the later game versus the day game. But one of the things that he did mention, and we talked about it going into this, is winning these series. Clearly, Kansas City, worst case scenario, you got swept. But you did at least sweep Chicago. If you took 2 out of 3 from Pittsburgh, if you can take 2 out of 3 from Baltimore, especially considering how terrible that series started, hopefully you can carry that into Seattle, and then you get Baltimore back here and just keep racking up series victories as, who knows what a magical world it would be if we could talk about being above 500.
Yeah, that would be a special thing, Hagee. And as much as last night could have been what I believe to be potentially the knockout blow for the season,
yes,
had they ended up losing,
yes,
that, maybe that's one of the games that we point to of like, hey, this is when the team sort of rallied and they found their pulse a little bit.
And I know you didn't particularly say that to Boach, but it kind of sounded like he might have thought that same thing.
Yes.
The way he was like, but hey, the ability to rally after you get punched in the face like that is absolutely a big deal. You know what? I want to reward our listeners, because we already did one giveaway, but what happens if in the exact same segment we did another one?
Let's give something away.
877-881-1053. Caller number 10 right now will win a four-pack to go see AEW All in Texas, July 12th at Globe Life Field. You can buy tickets at AEWTix.com, or you can win a four-pack right now. Caller number 10, 877-881-1053. And coming up next, it's time for the Chi Block.
Yes, sir. I have fantastic TV and food news for you. Plus, we will honor Dickie Lovelady with a special top 10 list that might make Hagee uncomfortable. That's next here on The Fan.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.